This is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net with my report of the May 2006 U.S. employment situation. From the household survey, the unemployment rate, although officially labeled as essentially unchanged, edged down 0.1% to 4.6%, the lowest it's been since July 2001. The total labor force in May grew by 180,000 to 151 million. The number of employed persons rose by 288,000 to 144 million. There were 108,000 fewer unemployed persons, which stands at 7 million, and the number of persons not in the workforce grew by only 49,000. From the survey of businesses, often referred to as the job survey or report, job growth was weak at 75,000, less than half of consensus estimates, that is, estimates from economists. The goods-producing sector took a big hit with a net loss of 10,000 caused by a sizable loss, 14,000, in manufacturing jobs, while construction was only able to nail together 1,000 new jobs during the month. Natural resources and mining, which is also part of the goods-producing sector, gained 3,000 jobs. Activity in the service-providing sector was mixed, with only 85,000 new jobs. Seems a lot of workers were returned to the labor market by the retail trade sector that lost 27,000 jobs in May, while professional and business services calculated exactly the same amount in gains. Education and health services pretty much evenly divided that combined sector's 41,000 new jobs. Leisure and hospitality was up 4,000 jobs, while government added 8,000 more jobs, with a gain of 10,000 at the state and local government levels, making up the federal deficit of 2,000 jobs. For those of you in the staffing sector, temporary health services employment experienced a 2,800 job decline in May, settling at 2,596,600, seasonally adjusted, which was down 0.1% from the previous month, but up 3.7% from May 2005. And temporary health services employment incrementally dropped its market share of overall jobs in May to 1.92%. Its recent high was 1.96% in December 2005, meaning close to 2% of all jobs were within the temporary health services industry. I labeled the previous job report as weak and would have to repeat that characterization for May for jobs, although employment seemed to be holding its own. Also, with wages up 3.7% in the past year, you will continue to hear more talk of inflationary pressures on the economy unless that increase is being counterbalanced by productivity gains. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is a brief sample of the employment data we have available. A video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.